I'm Steve Scheer. Former Vice President Dick Cheney is opening up about his problems with heart disease, many of which plagued him while he served as the country's vice president. Heart, an American Medical Odyssey, was co-written with cardiologist Jonathan Reiner. In an interview with 60 Minutes, Sanjay Gupta, a doctor, spoke about Cheney's problems with his heart and whether he was fit to be vice president during that time. His age and medical history have critics questioning whether Cheney got special treatment. But Dr. Nehush Mokadam says no. He's co-director of heart transplantation at the University of Washington Medical Center. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Why do you say Dick Cheney probably didn't get special treatment?
You know, people sort of list out the number of heart attacks he had and procedures and operations on his heart. And the truth of the matter is that we don't do heart transplants unless that kind of stuff has already happened. People who need heart transplants are the ones that have had multiple heart attacks and have had multiple procedures that didn't fix whatever was ailing their heart.
Well, what about his age? He's 71. Life expectancy in America is 78. Is age a factor in eligibility?
Age is certainly a factor in eligibility, and most commonly at the extremes of age. At the University of Washington, we've transplanted people up to age 73, and the people that we transplant that are over the age of 70 and certainly over 65 are the ones that are typically in better overall shape, even though their heart is in bad shape. I would suspect that Mr. Cheney's condition was not dissimilar to that, that the rest of his body was working pretty well. It was his heart that was his main problem. And so the age alone is not a cutoff.
Does stress have an effect on a person's ability to either accept a heart transplant or on a person's ability to function as their heart is weakening?
Stress certainly plays a role in many of these aspects, including contributing to heart failure and making heart failure more difficult to deal with if you already have it. But it doesn't preclude somebody from getting a heart transplant and should not have lasting effects beyond causing and affecting the heart failure that's already existing.
Dr. Nehush Mokadam is co-director of heart transplantation at the University of Washington Medical Center. You know, Dick Cheney said he wrote this book because he wanted to thank the people who helped him, the people who donated the heart, the doctors. He also wanted to raise the attention to other people about what's happening in terms of heart disease and heart transplants. What do people need to know?
I think the first and most important thing that you mentioned is that he wants to thank the donor and the donor's family. And I think as a country, we could do a better job of organ donation. We are currently limited in the United States by the number of heart transplants we can do because we don't have enough organ donors. There's more than 3,000 people on the heart transplant list right now. And year over year, we transplant about 2,200 people nationwide. As I mentioned, that's due to organ donation limitation, and I think we could all sign our donor card. I've signed mine. My father was an organ donor, and I think if anything could come away from that, if we could get better organ donation, that would be fantastic.
Cheney waited 2 years for a heart. What happens to somebody while they're waiting? What's the procedure they receive to stay alive?
People wait depending upon how sick they are. And obviously, the sicker people that have been waiting longer get the highest priority. Fortunately, in recent years, and I would say over the last 10 years, a new therapy has emerged as a standard now, and that's called a left ventricular assist device. And Mr. Cheney had one of those implanted as he was waiting for a transplant. Left ventricular assist devices are heart pumps. They work for the heart and do the work that the heart is unable to do. An increasing number of patients waiting for heart transplants have an LVAD as a bridge to transplant now. And this has really changed the way we manage our transplant list because people no longer need to be in the ICU. Many of our patients are allowed to go home while they're waiting for a transplant.
When you hear about Dick Cheney's story, you think about where your field is going. Beyond the LVAD, what do you see emerging for heart transplants over the next few years?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that even if we are able to get a significant uptick in organ donation, which would be fantastic. I don't think heart transplant is ever going to fully address the needs of the burden of heart failure that we have in the country. With the emergence of LVADs as a durable and reliable technology, I think what we're going to see is more durability, more reliability, LVADs that are fully implantable or can last longer and match the excellent results we have with heart transplant. Currently, heart transplant patients on average in our program live 15 years. We're hoping that in the next 10 years or so, LVAD technology will be able to deliver on that kind of a promise.
Dr. Nehush Mokadam is the co-director of heart transplantation at the University of Washington Medical Center. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
This is The Record.